Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. May the glory of God and His presence rest in your very soul and being as we continue on to remember, consider, and beware. As that, now I'm going to go into this aspect of, now what you're seeing there is, this is the headliner of the Overcomer Ministry, according to James Rice, who is supposedly shepherding the people in the prophet's command by God, considering judgment and good order. Remember, consider and be aware. No, that's not what they're doing. And they are going to come underneath the heavy judgment hand of the Almighty God. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. For the Lord will judge His people. All right. Now, remember, now what we're doing, we go from shepherding us. Remember now, this is the, I'm just using these words because this is what got me triggered too. Remember, consider, and beware. Be aware. That's how subtle Satan is. He'll change one little word and make it different than what it really is. But it got me to looking up the words remember, consider, and beware. Not be aware. Beware. Okay? Remember. Okay? Remember, look at what it says in John 15:20. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. Wow. The servant is not greater than his Lord. Wait a minute. Now, James. James.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
Now, that's James Rice, who's shepherding the people in the prophet's command by God. Okay? You're a liar, James Rice. Just like all the people that follow your perversion. John, this is the word of God, people. This is Jesus Christ manifested in the flesh. When he spoke, he said, remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. And that's the truth, people. You walk in truth. People that believe the truth will keep the truth. The truth is a shield and buckler. The truth is a light to our path and a lamp to our feet, the way we should walk. Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and life. Praise God. Remember now, in John 13, verse 16, there it is on the screen. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Is that clear, people? But not to Ralph Stair.
Try to tell you people all along, you know, you make statements and they just kick. That is a greater than John the Baptist here.
Wow.
That is a greater than Jesus Christ today.
Greater than Jesus Christ today?
Shut up, you devil!
Wow!
I'm not wrong when I say what I say.
No, he's not wrong.
I'm not wrong!
Nope.
And how sinful and wicked for you people think I am!
Did he really believe God wasn't wrong? You read it right there. That's God manifest in the flesh, what you're reading there, people. Remember the word I said unto you? The servant is not greater than his Lord, but Ralph exalted himself above all and is called God. Said there's a greater than Jesus Christ today. Wow. You don't want to talk like that, people. I could guarantee you that. But, old James.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
I don't think you folks are going to hang around me too much longer. I don't believe you're going to do it. You always taking issue with what I say?
Rightly so. Should be taking issue with what that perversion is coming out of his mouth the last 4 or 5 years of his life. Total perversion. Total corruption and pollution of the very word of life. That's all there is to it. It says here, verily, verily, in John 13:16, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. But not according to Ralph.
Try to tell you people all along, you know, you make statements and they just kick. That is greater than John the Baptist here. Yeah. That is greater than Jesus Christ today. Shut up, you devil! I'm not wrong when I say what I say. I'm not wrong! And how sinful and wicked for you people think I am!
Wow.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things, and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
James, is this stirring up your ungodly, corrupt mind by the things that the prophet has said, shepherding the people and the prophet's command of God? James, these things Jesus said have I spoken, and yet you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. The day of time cometh to whosoever killeth you will think you do God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And that's what I'm doing, telling you of when the time has come, to tell you of those things, of the perversion coming out of the Overcomer ministry. And it, you know, God, it's in God's hands. It's amazing. And it's truly amazing what God's doing in this time to allow people like that. There are millions and millions of people and thousands upon thousands of broadcasts throughout the whole world with lies and perversion of the very word of God. Few there be that find it, Jesus said. He didn't lie about it. He said, well, there's two or three gathered in my name, there I am in your midst. But you see, that's another thing that Ralph used to do for years. Look at how few we got. Must be right. No, it wasn't right. You can't go by that criteria either, by the few. Because a little leaven or few corrupts the whole work of God. Little leaven destroys everything. Period. Remember. The word remember. Now, Ralph used to pop off about this scripture a lot in Acts 20, verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Well, James Rice would be considered a grievous wolf. There's no doubt about it. He ate up the spirit of the whore Rose, as a grievous wolf would do. And I'll get to that other part, another time, where James Rice is sitting right there while Ralph is projecting and showing his perversion with Rose right in front of all the people. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears about his soon departure and his work was done. The Apostle Paul, his work was finished. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And I have coveted no man's silver, gold, or apparel. Yea, yourselves know. And this is one thing that Ralph couldn't say, and James Rice probably couldn't say that much. Although he may go out there and do a little token of work. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them which were with me. Thank God, because that's a true disciple of Jesus Christ and a true follower of the Word of God. We, as ministers or even just brothers and sisters in general, we minister with our hands. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Wow. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. Now, isn't that interesting? They labored with their hands night and day so that they wouldn't be charged on anybody, because there's another place that said, hey, you don't work, you don't eat. That's pretty clear. Wow. Now, in this generation, though, you're going to find out very soon how this generation doesn't work and they're not going to eat. God's going to send a severe famine across the whole world to destroy a lot of people, because they perverted and despised the word of God in general. It's all in God's divine plan and ordination of this generation. But you go on Thessalonians chapter 2, now we beseech you, brethren. This is one of my favorite scriptures, because this is actually tells you in detail, clear, precise, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him. I don't see anywhere in here where it says that Jesus Christ is coming within 6 months of anybody's death, that he's coming after somebody dies from the Pope of Rome. How about the seven thunders? Huh? How about the demise of America being spoken by the prophet Jonah? That Ralph Steer was supposed to be walking in his shoes. But we know what James said.
So to maintain my integrity, you know, I would always say, and I still do, standing fast with you, prophet.
Wow. But it's one thing for sure that James Rice can truly say,
we are the proof of the prophet's ministry. We are. We are the seal, his ministry.
The seal of his, he was going to say perfection. He could have said perversion. They are the seal of his per. See, he was going to say perfection, but then he said seal of his ministry. They are the seal of lies and perversion of the overcoming ministry that Ralph Steer left in his wake. Now, what does it say here? It says that you should be soon not shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, and the day of Christ is at hand. Wait a minute. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and a man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, wait a minute. What did Ralph say?
I told you, when I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come. And if he doesn't come, you will never hear of Christ coming again.
Now, did you hear that? The scripture is clear. The word of God is clear for perverts like this and people like James Rice. It says, let no man deceive you by any means. By any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
I told you, when I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come. And if he doesn't come, you will never hear of Christ coming again.
Wow. Well, you know what James says now. Remember, James. Remember, consider, and beware.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day, and we have radios in our pockets and all these things, and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
James, I just played what the prophet said. He said you'll never hear the coming of Jesus Christ again if he doesn't show up within 6 months of his death. Why then do you have on the Overcoming Ministry that you're waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ? You're a bunch of liars. You're not waiting. You're not waiting for nothing except for people to send you money so you can live your perverted life. That's all it is. But the saying is true, what you said, James.
We are the proof of the prophet's ministry.
No doubt.
We are.
We are the seal.
His ministry.
Of his perversion. You definitely are the seal of his ministry, too. Because he was a lying wonder. You wonder how he got away with lies. Well, he didn't. He didn't get away with no lies, I could guarantee you that. But as Paul went on to say, he said, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshiped, so that he is God, sits in the temple of God. That goes right along with the greater than Jesus Christ comment Ralph Stair said. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? We're talking about remember now. Remember. Either words that were spoken of before the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, how that they had told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. Which one can I use? I mean, come on. Okay.
And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things? And
I'm going to play that Romans 2. In fact, I just heard it the other day. Somebody spoke on it. And you know what happens is a lot of people use that scripture. Like, oh, you better be careful. Well, whatever. It's a perverted generation, people, to hold the truth of God and unrighteousness, and they twist it so that they can try and get people to believe what they're saying.
Oh, the darkness in your eye! Don't even move you. You stiff neck, hardness of heart, and impenitent. When's the last time you read that scripture? When did you take time to find out what impenitent means? Stands out by itself, doesn't it? It actually means a heart that repents. And it grieved him to his heart, so he repented.
Is that what that word means? It really means that it grieved God to his heart, so he became impenitent? Wow. But, remember now,
know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things, and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
That darkness in your eye! Don't even move you, you stiff neck, hardness of heart and impenitent. When's the last time you read that scripture? When did you take time to find out what impenitent means? Stands out by itself, doesn't it? It actually means a heart that repents. And he grieved him to his heart, so he impenitent.
Well, the truth being spoken is, James Joyce was right on when he said this.
We are the proof of the prophet's ministry. We are.
We sure are.
We are the seal. His ministry.
They are the seal of his ministry. There's no doubt about it. Because the word of God says this about impenitent and hardness of heart.
And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile.
But if you notice what he said back there in that scripture, he actually said, who treasurest up wrath for the day of wrath because of the hardness and impenitent heart, not a heart that repents, it's a heart that doesn't repent, so they're treasuring up the wrath. But old Ralph, boy, he had it right. Now, you see on the screen there, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly. It's talking about turning from your sins, people, not continuing sin that grace should abound. Because Paul wasn't wrong when he quoted that and spoke those words. And Jesus Christ himself here in Revelation chapter 2 said, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. It means he's going to withdraw a spirit from you. Hey, the seed of God, the word of God, the seed of God is an incorruptible seed. But if it doesn't grow within a vessel, God will remove it, just like he said there. You pollute that word that God put in you, he'll remove it, or the candlestick out of his place. Remember the last place. The last place for remember was in Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt know not what hour I will come upon thee. Wow. That is all right. The end of that one. And we'll go to consider. Now, remember, consider. Remember now, this is the proclamation now coming out of the Overcomer Ministry. Remember, consider, and beware. Wow. All right, let's look at the word consider now. Which just actually remind me of something here. Let's just do this real quick. Listen to this now. This is Ralph's Prodigy said this.
How you've yielded yourself and submit to God. How you humble yourself. That determines what you hear, not what I say.
That determines what you hear, but not what he said. So what you hear is not what he's saying. Kind of like double speak. It's kind of like it's a perversion to the hilt. It's not how you, listen to that again.
How you've yielded yourself and submit to God. How you humble yourself.
Watch ye.
That determines what you hear, not what I say.
That determines what you hear, not what he says though. He can say all kinds of perversion, but he's speaking truth. That's what he's saying there. What did Ezekiel say? About, it's not what I say, but what you hear.
And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee.
Thank you, Father. I'm not the son of man. Okay, Jesus Christ fulfilled the Son of Man, when he died, was buried, and rose again the third day, and Stephen said, I see the Son of Man standing. Not real stare. Now, I fell into that about that. I just heard a message here that I preached, I think it was 2009, where I was talking about Ralph being the Son of Man and all these other things. I gave a lot of credibility to the perversion that Ralph was walking in for years because my eyes were still not opened to the depths of Ralph Stair. But I thank God that they have been. Let's go back to James again.
How you've yielded yourself and submit to God. How you humble yourself. That determines what you hear, not what I say.
That determines what you hear. You're humbling yourselves to God now. Submitting yourselves to God. But that determines not what he says, but how you hear what he says.
Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch.
And what I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch. Watch. But it's not what Jesus said. It's how you hear it. Maybe he's talking about a watch on your hand. Huh? You see, people, what a perversion this man is, James Rice. He's got a place reserved in the lake of fire next to Ralph, along with all the other people like Rose and Dennis and Ralph's wife, Teresa.
How you've yielded yourself and submit to God. How you humble yourself. That determines what you hear, not what I say.
What? How about what Paul said about what I say in Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians 10?
Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say.
Judge ye what I say? But it's how you hear what he says, though, Paul. Paul, wait a minute now, Paul. Are you sure we're supposed to flee? It's how you hear it now, according to James.
How you've yielded yourself and submit to God. How you humble yourself. That determines what you hear, not what I say.
Now, we're on the word consider. 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 The way James Rice perverted what he said there. It's not what he says. It's how you hear what he says.
The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things.
Wow. There's that word, consider. I didn't really realize that It was there. Well, that's beautiful. Thank you, Father. How about this one here, James? Remember now, we're considering.
Amen. We thank God for those that labor among us. Right. Sister Burgess, she comes in, she labors.
She labors, all right. She labors in her perversion. It says when the wicked die, they're shouting. And if you would have listened to that radio broadcast that was coming out of the Overcome Ministry during the last days of Ralph, you would hear nothing but screaming and shouting and ungodly, perverted noises coming out of the mouth of Conchita Burgess. She still does it to this day. Remember now, remember what James Rice said?
Amen. We thank God for those that labor among us. Right. Sister Burgess, she comes in, she labors.
Before we get to the laboring of Sister Burgess, let's listen to this.
They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things.
But that's interesting how it says that.
They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them.
Amen. We thank God for those that labor among us. Sister Burgess, she comes in, she labors.
James Rice is praising the wicked right here. Let's listen a little bit of Sister Burgess's laboring here. Just not too long ago. Remember now, she's laboring. Sound like a devil in labor. That's labor. You talking about an unclean spirit? And then they end it with hallelujah? Let's say that again, people. This is prayer time. Let's get back to the word consider again, okay? This is in Deuteronomy chapter 32. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxed fattened, thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. This is a very clear description of the workings of Ralph Starr and James Rice through the Overcomer Ministry. They sacrificed on the devils. Where was that at? Does this sound like a sacrifice onto a devil? Tell me. Are you gonna tell me that God hears that kind of garbage? No, he don't pay no mind to it. It says right there. They sacrificed on the devils, not to God. To gods whom they knew not. To new gods that came up newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. That's the way Ralph ended up his life. And James Rice is continuing in it. In whom there is no faith, because faith comes by the word of God. By the hearing of the word of God, you heard Ralph proclaim that if Jesus Christ doesn't come back within 6 months of his death, you will never hear of the coming of Jesus Christ again. Wait a minute now. Jesus is coming, people. This is a true witness that Jesus Christ is coming again. Period. He that comes will come, and he will not tarry. But he's coming according to Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Get it out and read it again, people. As Paul talked about the gathering of the people unto the Lord. But let no man deceive you by any means, for he will not come until a certain period of events happens. Like the great, not the great, the falling away first. Not great falling away. It says there must be a falling away first. And it goes on in Hebrews, and Paul reiterates, if any man fall away, not great fall away. He said, if any man fall away, it's impossible to renew him again out of repentance. So that's what happened with Ralph. Ralph's terror fell away, and it's impossible to renew him again out of repentance. And the same thing with James Rice. He's falling away, people. It doesn't matter what kind of lip service he gives God and how he quotes the word of God. There are billions of people out here, hundreds of millions that quote the word of God every single day. Billions of Catholics. They're all deluded. God says in Deuteronomy chapter 32, he said, I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation, for a fire is kindled in my anger, shall burn unto the lowest hell, shall consume the earth with their increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountain. This is the end of the matter. I will heap mischiefs upon them, I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. Spiritually speaking, they shall be burnt with hunger because they're not going to get the word of God, the true word of God, and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction, burning heat. You're going to burn one in their lust, one for another. And that, even though it's men with men, it could be men with women. Women with men, they burned in their lust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also and the man of gray hairs. It says if the hoary head is an honor, if it be found, it is a glory if it be found in honor, not dishonor like Ralph Steer died. Because the scripture is clear, people. He that commits adultery lacketh understanding, and he destroys his own soul. When you do it like Ralph Steer did as a lifestyle, as a whoremonger or an adulterer or the adulteress like Rose Larrabee, there's only one place you're destined for and ordained to that condemnation, period. Hey, no unclean thing is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven, period. Just like I mentioned about the other day when these people were telling me how they vape to quit smoking. That's no different than smoking. It's just as filthy. Just like I said, taking drugs. Somebody's on heroin, but now they take methadone. It's not the same thing, you know. But they're not on heroin no more. Whatever. Any kind of drug is a mind-altering substance. Just like anything you take into your body that's not supposed to be there. Vaping is a vapor that you vapor, you inhale a vapor that's not supposed to be in your body. It's unclean. And no unclean things, Gabe. Keep on doing it. And you're going to end up in a lake of fire. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. It's not righteous and it's not holy to bring anything into our bodies. God says, hey, you defile the body, him will God destroy. That scripture put fear in my heart when I couldn't quit smoking. When I did, God delivered me from it and I went back to it. And just by a cigarette or two a day, I was tormented by it. God finally delivered me from it. But you see, after the first or second admonition, God will reject anybody that doesn't take heed to what he's trying to tell you. He only gave Saul two chances. And those two chances, Saul failed the grace of God. Just like Paul. Hey, Paul reminded everybody about Saul by what he said. After the first or second admonition reject, the man's a heretic and sinneth and is condemned of his own self. God, there's certain areas in people's lives that God only speaks twice, and that's it. You don't receive his admonition. You are forever condemned until the day you die. Even though Cain, he lived a long time after God put the condemnation on him. Esau, after he lost the birthright, lived a long time. But he still was condemned of himself, being that he sinned. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel. That's like Ralph. He was void of counsel. I don't receive anything from any man. Same with James Rice. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Wow, the wicked shall do wickedly and not understand. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. But they're not wise. They don't consider. Consider. That's the word I'm talking about now. Their latter end. For their rock is not as our rock, even as our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is the vine of Sodom. Let me put that up here. There you go. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their spiritual grapes are grapes of gall, and their spiritual grapes are clusters are bitter. Bitter as wormwood. Their wine is the poison of dragons. Sounds like the strange woman's lips. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of ass. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed among my treasures? Then God goes on to say, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense for every transgression and disobedience shall receive a just recompense of reward, people. Be not deceived, God's not mocked. Whatsoever anybody sows, they will reap it. Me, you, or anybody else. That's why I sowed in the Spirit. I thank God for helping me to do that. I can't do it on my own. He helps me to sow in the Spirit every single day. I wake up with my mind stayed upon the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. That's more than a song, people. That's reality. Because we're in a fight, in a battle to the end. There's no discharge in this war. To me belongeth vengeance, God says in verse 35 of Deuteronomy 32. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. You watch what happens to the overcoming ministry and others out there. God will let them go for a certain period of time, and then that's it. For the Lord shall judge his people, and it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Wow. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth their power is gone and there's none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods? Their rock in whom they trusted. Wait a minute now. Ralph, the rock that he trusted in, was supposed to come within 6 months of his death, yet nothing ever transpired. What Paul said the coming of the Lord was going to happen, Ralph never even talked about it. In fact, he did talk about his lie and perversion of the seven thunders when he said that the third thunder, the fourth thunder, was proclaimed loud and clear in 2015 when a man called up on the anniversary of the so-called 2001 prophecy, March the 6th, 2021, right before Ralph got killed by God, and said, Ralph, you proclaimed the fourth thunder back in 2015 when the Pope of Rome came to Congress. And wait a minute now. How could that be when Ralph proclaimed that the fourth thunder is going to tell who the man of sin was, as Paul said in Thessalonians chapter 2, who the two witnesses were, and where we were actually at in the last 1,290 days? Wow. Or 3.5 years. What a perversion, people. Where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted? Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. You see, I'm telling you, Conchita Burgess, the sacrifice of fools. She's one of them that offered up their drink offerings and the fat of their sacrifices. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection now. See now that I am he. And there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that could deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I wet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and reward them that hate me. You see, these people hate God. They don't love truth. All they that love lies hate the Lord. And that's what James Rice has been doing for years. He's loved lies just like his mentor, Ralph Stair. I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood and my sword shall devour flesh. And that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenge is upon the enemy. Rejoice, all ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. Wow. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song. Wow, they call that a song. Wow, I wonder what kind of melody you could put to that. In the ears of the people, and he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. Must be Joshua, huh? Hoshea. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel, and he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe, do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land. And whether you go over Jordan to possess it. Wow. Job chapter 37. As we talk about the word consider now. Remember now, I had put up there James, the lying wonder of Ralph Stair's mentorship, shepherding us in the prophet's command by God, considering judgment in good order. Remember, consider, and beware. Or he says, be aware. But it's really beware. Beware and be aware is two different things, and I'll get to beware and be aware in the next segment. But here, let's read what Job says, and listen to what Job says. At this, also my heart trembleth, is moved out of his place. This is Elihu. Hear attentively the noise of his voice, and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. Man must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that's being given to us in this hour by the Holy Spirit. But God is going to remove the Holy Spirit from off the face of this earth, out of his church, at a specific time period. People don't like that when I said that, but hey, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And as long as he's in the world, he's still the light of the world. But he says, I'll get into that another time. Because I'm going to tell you what, I watched people reject that when I said, hey, God's going to take his Holy Spirit out of the church. It's still the church. It don't have to have the Holy Ghost in it to be the church. Just like I mentioned before about, you are sealed unto the day of redemption by the Holy Ghost. But once the Holy Ghost puts the seal on you, he don't have to stick around. It's just like anything else. Take it in the natural. You seal a jar, what do? You put it through hot water or a steamer or pressure cook it. And once that jar is sealed, you don't need the water anymore or the pressure cooker. It's sealed unto the day when God will open up the seal. And that will be a sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. They are sealed unto the day of redemption for sure. The saints are sealed unto the day of the resurrection. Praise God. After it, all right, let's get back here. Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it under the whole heaven and is lightning unto the ends of the earth. What? Jesus Christ, how is he coming back? It's just like that scripture the other day that somebody read. Oh, the kingdom of God's within you. But when did Jesus Christ actually say that to people? It was right at the time frame when it's going to be such great tribulation. He says, hey, where, you know, the kingdom of God. He says, hey, tell us about it. He says, hey, the kingdom of God is in you. He says, lo. They might say to you at that time, he's talking about the kingdom of God. Luke 17, go read it, people. He said, the kingdom of God is within you, for lo. They shall say, he's over here in a secret place. He's over there. He said, believe him not, for the kingdom of God is within you, not someplace else. I wonder why he actually said it at that time. Because the Holy Spirit is going to, I believe, at that point, be taken off the face of the earth. The Antichrist is going to be ruling. But yet, the church does not have to have the Holy Ghost in it to be the church. Jesus Christ was 3 days and three nights dead. There was no Holy Ghost in his body, yet it was still the Holy One of God that did not see corruption. There was no life in that body as far as the Holy Ghost, but yet it was still the body of Christ. A pure, I'll get into that in more detail at another point. Now, what got me triggered on that was he directed it under the whole heaven as his lightning unto the ends of the earth. Jesus says, hey, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. After it, a voice roareth, he thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. For he saith to the snow, now this is Elihu talking to Job now, be thou on the earth. He saith to the snow, be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain and to the great rain of his strength. He sealeth up the hand of every man. Wow. That all men may know his work. Hey, it is clear what Paul said in Romans. He says, man by nature knows God. So man is without excuse no matter where they are. They'll get a witness of God, either through nature or the hearing of the word. But man by nature knows who God is, people. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straightened. Also by watering he wearieth the thick cloud. He scattereth his bright cloud, and it is turned round about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them, upon the face of the world in the earth. He causes it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. Wow. All those things I read. He causes it to come, whether for correction, for land or mercy. Remember now, the word of God is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. Wow. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Because they turned back from him and would not consider any of his ways. See, that's what happened with Ralph. He turned back from God and would not consider any of his ways. James Rice has done the same thing. They've turned their back on God. He turned away the turning of the shoulder, so to speak. Now consider this in Psalms. Ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Psalms, that was Psalms 50, verse 22. Psalms 8, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Psalm 9, I'm talking about the word consider now. Not like the way that the perverted spirit of lies and perversion go out of the overcoming ministry with their perversion of remember, consider, and be aware. Psalm 9 says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, and consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. Thank you, Father. Consider my enemies. Consider now my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. The enemies of God, the religious people out here, will hate you with cruel hatred if you speak truth to them. If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, does he not know it? Shall not he render to every man according to his works? You better mark it down, he's going to do it. He does it every day. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. Remember now, you've heard for many, many years the sacrifice of fools coming out of the overcoming ministry when they do the Conchita Burgess shuffle and remember what James Rice said about the sacrifice of fools but they don't consider not that they're doing evil.
Amen. We thank God for those that labor among us. Sister Burgess, she comes in, she labor.
Here's a little bit of that laboring now. That's the seal of the overcoming ministry and what God thinks about it right here, people. That's God spewing them out of his mouth. Ecclesiastes, that was chapter 5, I read verse 1, about the sacrifice of fools. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 13, consider the work of God. Who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? You see, God's the one that, it's all in his hands. He's the one that made James Rice crooked. He's the one that made Ralph Starr crooked. Thank God he brought us out of those crooked ways. He said, because also it goes on and says, make that crooked path straight. Isaiah chapter 5, and the harp and the vial and the tabret and the pipe and the wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. I just used this the other day when I was ministering. That's exactly what's going on at the Overcomer and other places. I mean, there's a list, a multitude of places that, like Franklin Graham and like that nonsense going down there in Asbury. The great revival. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Wow. A lot of considers. Well, I'll just leave off at this point and we'll just get back to consider here in just a little bit. I'm going to take a short break and we'll finish up with consider. And then go on in this time we live in. May the Lord bless you. May his fear grip your hearts as always. Pray, because by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. That's the only way we're going to do it in this hour. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Till we meet again. Amen.